Cody, this one is catnip for me. A foundation model from scratch for about $1,500, allegedly punching near bigger open models.
Yeah, and my first reaction was deeply predictable. I saw the price tag and immediately started looking for the trick in the receipt.
Of course you did. The Exploring Next Expense Police have arrived. Episode 477, checking whether the GPU invoice has vibes hidden in it. The central claim, I think, is not just cheap training. It's that Sapien is arguing the normal LLM recipe wastes a ton of compute learning from raw text, when many enterprise users mainly need a model that follows instructions and reasons over specific tasks.
That is the interesting part. They built HRM Text, a 1 billion parameter model, using a hierarchical recurrent model instead of a standard transformer. The architecture splits work between a slow H module that holds semantic context and a fast L module that does local refinement. In the article's description, processing runs through two high-level cycles, each with three fast updates before one slow update. So the pitch is, don't just predict the next token forever, spend C.
And they trained only on instruction response pairs, which is such a product manager sentence that I am embarrassed to like it, but I do. Most workplace use is not, please continue this random internet paragraph. It's, answer my question, check this rule, solve this constrained thing. That makes the enterprise angle more plausible to me. A bank, insurer, or logistics company may not need a giant general model that memorized every.
Technically, the paper's supporting details are pretty concrete. The model used 40 billion curated instruction response tokens across general instructions, math, symbolic logic, textbook exercises, and rewritten knowledge. They also stripped out explicit thinking tokens, trying to force the architecture to carry the reasoning rather than copying a visible chain. The hard training problem is recurrence. Loops can blow up or fade out numerically, especially on language. So, I love that the name is Magic Norm. Somewhere, a very tired researcher named a stabilization method at 2 a.m, and everyone just accepted it. Honestly, if it works, call it Spreadsheet Goblin for all I care. No, don't tempt enterprise software. A procurement team would buy Spreadsheet Goblin Pro by Friday. Sadly credible. Anyway, the results are why this article exists. HRM Text reportedly got 60.7% on MMLU, 84.5% on GSMAK, and 56.2% on math. For a 1 billion parameter model trained in 1.9 days on 16 GPUs, that's not nothing. And the article says that is 100 to 900 times fewer training tokens and 96 to 432 times less estimated compute compared with models like Qwen, Gemma, and Llama. That is a real compute to performance claim, even if I want the footnotes tattooed on my eyelids before I fully believe it. Here's where I think people should care without overbuying the headline. If you're an enterprise team that has avoided pre-training because it sounds like setting a pile of money on fire, this suggests a smaller, domain-shaped model.
I buy that narrow version. Where I get cautious is the comparison. Training from scratch on instruction response pairs is not the same task as broad raw text pre-training. And critics in the article call that apples to oranges. Sapien pushes back by saying modern models all see instruction data anyway, but still, benchmark competitiveness is not the same as broad usefulness. Also, $1,500 sounds clean, but it probably does not include data curation, engineering.
That is fair and annoyingly responsible. My practical read is this does not mean every company should train a foundation model next quarter. It means architecture choices may reopen the build versus buy conversation for narrow reasoning systems, especially when data control matters.
Yeah, and I like that it separates reasoning from memorized knowledge. Pair a compact model with retrieval, let the external system fetch current facts, and use the model for rule following and synthesis. That is a sane shape if the reliability is there.
Cody, look at you ending on a sane shape instead of a smoking crater. Growth.
I contain multitudes, mostly log files, but multitudes.
Go eat actual dinner, please. I refuse to have Spreadsheet Goblin be the most nourishing thing in your day.